Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all my beautiful people. Happy Sunday. I hope you got up this morning and said thank you for this beautiful day and all the love that I have. Yeah, let's start the day off right, okay? Knowing and directing exactly what we want. I've got some incredible information for you today. Now, when I say this, you'll go, well, duh, that's obvious. But until they gave it to me like this, it wasn't obvious to me. The understanding of it wasn't obvious to me. So you know that all of our work is based on as you believe it is delivered to you. Not what's right, not what's wrong, not what you hear, but what you believe. So I was working with someone who wanted to know why certain things were happening in their life, and it came down to the issue of integrity, that they had compromised their integrity basically to make money. And they knew and believed that that was wrong, and they did it anyway. And that's why they were experiencing the physical maladies that they were. Now, this is the understanding that came out of that, which quite frankly blew my mind. So, if you do not have a belief that robbing a bank is wrong, if you have no concept of that, it's a true statement then that you do not have to or create any negative fallout around that, because you just don't have the belief that you should. If you have the belief that you can absolutely stay healthy and vital, mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally, as you age, then you do. What do you believe about money right now? Do you believe you're supposed to have it and you're a good person if you do have it and it's just flying into your life from everywhere? Well, when you look at that belief, you will see where you are limiting the creation of money in your life. Do you love money, all parts of you? Okay. So that shocked me. I guess it was the little girl Deanna from Kansas who thought if you did something wrong, you were punished for it. You had some kind of karmic feedback around your badness. It's not true, the channel's saying. Only if you go ahead and do it really believing that it's bad to do it, then you get the fallout. Or if you have a fear that, oh, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. Okay, so all those people out there that we're labeling as jerks, and there's a lot going on in the world to judge people and to see examples of what we're talking about. Like, they're getting away with murder because they don't really believe there's anything wrong with what they're doing. Now, I said, well, great. What the hell do we do with that? So here is the highest direction. I am rewarded when I live in my integrity. I am rewarded. And you can put in every way in there. When I live in my integrity. God, I was flabbergasted when all that understanding came in. But you see, that's a holdover to old religion because we want to believe it makes life a lot easier. It makes everything quote unquote fair if we believe there is right and wrong and the people who do wrong are punished. Well, you can see how everything is playing out in the Middle East. That's not necessarily so, is it? So, again, I am rewarded in every way when I live in my integrity. Okay, so somebody then asked me in a private, What do you mean when you say you have to be in your knowing? So I'm going to read you what the channel gave to me a couple of years ago. Tell me everything about knowing you do. You let other people take away your knowing so you can be a victim and have an excuse not to create your life. Because if you create your life, then you will know. And if you know, there is nothing else to do. And if there is nothing else to do, you won't know who you are instead of knowing who you are anyway. So you don't have to do anything to know. I hope you followed that because it's pretty brilliant. In other words, just direct yourself to know. Just claim, I know. Today I'm clear and I know. Okay. Somebody asked me, and truthfully I can't remember if it was on the show or on the webinar, about miasm and what a miasm is. And the more I remembered and recalled everything, and I found this handout that I used to send out in the workshops. So I'm going to read this, but I'm also thinking I need to do a webinar on that, which, by the way, the next webinar will be posted soon. It's the predictions webinar, but it's expanded this year. We're going to do the predictions for 24, along with the channel said the six highest directions for 24. And I'm also going to include for you the audiobook of Conscious Creation, which I read. So back to miasm. It is a massive energy that is holding information, listen, as an electrically encoded mass of dense thought forms. These negative thought forms are often sourced from other lives and other realities. Lives and realities that the soul has experienced whilst journeying along its evolving path of consciousness. So basically, you could say that a miasm is a group, a bunch of negative or limiting beliefs. Now, the key words in there that I gave you are electrically encoded mass. Remember, they measure our hearts through electrocardiograms, our brains through electroencephalograms, which give out electric Sorry, somebody just walked by. That was so weird. But he just walked by the window. Our hearts and our brains are electrical. When we feel, when we think, we give out electrical charges into an electrical universe. And these beliefs, belief systems, are electrically encoded then, aren't they? So I have to break this down more for you. I want to know what the channel has to say about all this. So maybe we'll start the beginning of the year with a webinar on miasm. All righty. There you go. I want to be very clear that you balance out miasms the same way you do everything in our work. You direct it. So if they're electrically encoded masses that are negative, we are directing all electrically negative, what we're calling negative, masses to now disintegrate and be sent back to the light. We know that we are the powerful gods of us who are positive and creating everything through the love we are. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light, we are divine love. So it is. Let's take a minute. We're directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to the highest information, highest knowledge, and highest understanding. And so it is. All right. We're going to the calls, guys. We're going to the calls. Kat in Washington, you're on.
Hi.
Hi, babe.
I'm still in Washington. My dad is still here, but I started getting a cold for the first time in 10 years.
Well, why do you think that is?
I guess I was kind of thinking I don't have my supplements and my foods and my things. I don't know.
Okay. Colds and flu and stuff like that are usually, which is in your case, a sign of grief.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely grief.
Yeah, you're in grief that you're stuck there, babe.
Yeah.
So why don't you make being there a choice?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I did choose to come here.
Yes. You chose to come there. You're not stuck unless you believe you're stuck. You're free to leave anytime you want, and then the guilt comes in, right?
Yes, that didn't keep him going or something to look forward to each day. Or that
okay.
I won't see him again on the, if I leave here, at least.
Okay, well, Kat, worry is a negative prayer.
Yeah.
So once you make the choice, I actually practiced that on, this on myself yesterday, going to somewhere I didn't particularly think I wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped and I said, all right, Dee, are you going to make this a choice or are you going to make this a victim thing?
Yeah.
So once I caught myself and turned myself around, I had a great day.
Yeah.
Okay. That is the biggest source of your cold.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of grief, let's direct happiness through choice. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, Kat. All right,
mm-hmm.
sweetheart. You bet. All right, we are going to Kimberly in Colorado. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
Pretty awesome.
Me too.
Good. Good. What can I answer for you?
Well, I hadn't talked to you for a while, and I thought it was time. But when you first got on this morning, we were talking about things happen in our lives because of what we believe. Everything is really going pretty well for me right now, but I thought about my eyes for some reason. I feel like my eyes are aging more quickly than I would like them to. And I'm wondering,
that's a true statement that you think they are. It's also a true statement that they're not.
Okay. So is
it's
there anything
not about
in my
your
opinion?
Eyes aging. What is it that you don't want to see, Kimberly? Do you not want to see yourself getting older? Because your eyes will go, okay, well, I'll give you that then.
You know, maybe so. I hadn't really thought of it that way.
Yeah, I get a yes on that.
Okay.
So I see myself clearly as healthy and vibrant and blessed with a really awesome life.
I like that. No, I
okay.
love that.
All right. Have you had your eyes checked?
I've been thinking I probably need, it's probably time. It's been a couple of years, so it's time.
Well, yeah, it'll also, you know, whenever you're wondering and you're going in fear a little bit and all that, go get a professional opinion. You guys,
yeah.
So many times I hear from you, you don't go because you don't want to hear anything negative. Well, maybe you're going to go and hear something positive.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. So what do you want? Direct that every day. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I will.
All right.
You.
You bet.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too, baby cakes. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
I'm doing really, really, really well. I lost
Woo-hoo!
My dog. Yeah, I know. I lost my dog in July, and he was so incredible. He got in a magazine article. He's going to be on the front cover of a 2024 calendar, which is really helping my soul. And I just rescued, literally this week, a pit bull that has been in shelter for 7 years. And I've never had a pit bull. It's the last dog I would pick. I got a job ahead of me. He's quite amazing, although I am concerned about, he's very protective, will become more so. I'm concerned about walks out in the world. Had one yesterday, and I'm concerned about that. I somehow need to find help, I guess.
Yeah, you need a trainer. You need a trainer. My dog is the same way. Freedom is an absolutely perfect dog when we're at home. Perfect.
Yeah.
And as soon as we go out on a walk and another dog comes close, she's Godzilla and wants to eat him.
Okay.
So sometimes it's just built in, that protection gene, you know. A good trainer will be able to help you with that, Pat.
Maybe you can help me. Chance had fear aggression, and he would lunge, but he would never bite. Would this dog just lunge and growl and never bite? Can you see that or not?
I don't see anything. I just ask the channel. All right, you guys, you know how I work. All right, that's not the highest question. The highest question is, if he thinks you're in danger, he could.
Yeah.
So if you're in fear of that, when you go for a walk, put a muzzle on him, honey, until you get him trained.
The rescue is talking about possible muzzle. And I'll tell you, Dee, I have not been afraid in 25 years. And so I would walk Chance. I'd take his leash and walk him after I lost him. And I realized, oh, my God, I'm afraid. I'm in a dangerous place. It's been wonderful not being afraid, you know, by having a dog by your side. So that feels good again. And he is unbelievably gentle inside. He's blowing me away.
I know. They're the best. Well, all dogs are the best. So take some steps to alleviate your fears of him. You know, if he pulled away from you, if he's got a muzzle on, you're okay.
So you can run
over and get him, and then get him some training. It's just like, guys, we're training each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's no different. We're training each other to think positively instead of react negatively.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he needs. That's all he needs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Dee. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Understanding me.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I totally get it. Absolutely. Vicki in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, babe.
Okay, I had a question, but now I think I'm going to switch out.
How often do we hear this?
I know, but the thing is, what you said in the beginning about the integrity. Now, I'm kind of confused. I can re-listen to it.
All right. Basically, if you don't believe that what you're doing is bad,
right,
then you will not create the repercussions of it being bad.
Right. And then when you and I went to the same place, to what's happening in the world screen and the screen of our country and, you know, in that what's being played out, and it's like,
are you talking about Israel and Palestine and Hamas and all that?
I'm talking about that, and I'm talking about the politics and the lack of integrity and leadership.
Uh-huh.
And these people believe weird things, and it's almost like they really believe.
Well, according to you
and me, they believe weird things.
Well, but
I know.
Vicki, that takes us back to judgment.
Yes,
and who's judging? We are.
I know.
So you can't have it both ways. And what you're doing and we're doing when we're focusing on that is creating more of it.
Yes, I get that. And I've been and I really do try to just leave it. Like,
don't try.
I mean, I do. There are days when I don't tap into anything, and I'm able to leave it. But when this brought it up, because I guess it goes back to that idea that we want to live in a world where there are repercussions for evil or for,
we still believe in that. The majority of energy believes that you have to judge each other and make them pay for what they don't believe in the same way as you do.
And that's what our whole justice system is based on.
Well, honey, that's what the whole whole world's based on, and it goes back to, look at as back far back as Roman times and all the wars that were waged for religion and all that BS. It is literally in the DNA, and that's why our work is so important, is that we are literally shifting the DNA.
So help me again with what you said at the just.
I don't know what I said. What did I say, Vicky?
I don't either. I want to shift this so I feel that, you know, when I'm in balance, I'm not affected by it, or that I can direct my own energy to be in balance. But I'm.
Well, you know that. You've been doing this for years.
But
so what do you want to know, Vicky? What is it that you want to know?
I want to know that the world will not be taken over by people who are okay with being evil.
Okay, you're never going to know that. As long as you keep your focus in the judgment and the fear of it.
Okay.
Back to what I read about knowing. Do you know or do you not know? And the biggest thing that creates miasms in the world that hang around for frickin' ever is I can never be God.
Okay.
Which all comes back to, I am the creator of me on this plane. What am I focusing on? And right now you're focusing on the very thing that will give you what you do not want.
Right.
Well,
and
that's your answer, honey. There's no higher answer I can give you. Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right.
Okay. Just do it, as Nike says. Cindy in Pennsylvania, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like to know what my little child's belief is.
What's your little child's belief? Boy, that's going back a ways. Okay.
Yeah.
This page here. 1, 2, 5. 1, 2. Well, as it's written, it's I don't know what I want, so I give up trying. And the higher, more specific belief is I was taught that I can't know what I want, so I can't get it.
Oh. Well, that fits.
And I'm going right to your mom.
Yeah.
And as usual, 2, 3 to 4 years old.
Okay.
You know, and we're taught that, guys, with, honey, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want this doll and not this doll? I mean, it can be that simple. And we go, oh, maybe I don't know what I want. But the very first principle in creation is you must be clear about what you want, and you must commit to it with love.
Okay.
All right. So
yeah.
Start really looking at your life, everybody. And when you hit a wall, like Vicky was just talking about, what does Vicky want? She wants peace and love in this world.
Mm-hmm.
She wants man to accept man with love. That's what we want. That's what we focus on.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I ask one more question?
Sure.
What is the difference between doing our creation and divine timing? Is there divine timing such a thing?
No.
Okay.
Now,
I get confused.
If you believe there is, then there is.
Okay.
But divine timing is usually a way that people use not to take responsibility to get what they really want.
Okay.
So if there's divine timing, Cindy, then what I really want and knowing what I really want, doesn't really matter because I have to wait for the divine timing anyway.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Thank you,
good.
Dee.
Yeah,
much
you bet. Yeah, it was a great question. Really great question. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Wow, I switched gears too. So my first question was, you know, I've just been, you know, asked by different people, you know, you should do a TED Talk, you should do a TED Talk. So I did talk with some people, you know, about doing it who are really knowledgeable and put people on the stage. And, you know, they were all a go. They said yes. And but I don't know if I really want to be working with them. So I just wanted to see what Channel said about whether working with them or, you know, and is a TED Talk really good for me? So,
okay. You know, guys, I'm going to go over this again, and I'm going to use Adele.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
You see, you don't know what you want.
Wow. Yeah.
If you really knew what you wanted, you'd just go do it. You know you want to do a TED Talk? Do a TED Talk.
Right.
Write it up. Find out what the rules are. Write it up. Submit it to, you know, there are TED Talks all over the United States. There's not just one place to submit it to.
Okay.
Okay? But you have to commit to doing it, Adele. You're going, let me ask everybody else out there in the world, should I do this? Can you help me do this? Am I doing this right? And you're doing that without having decided that you're going to do it. No matter what. You're going to do it.
Yeah, because they had this high ticket price. And I said, well, I could just do that myself. I don't need to, like, really do
that.
Yeah,
you can. Yes, you can.
Because that's what I'm really feeling. I'm really feeling when they said, write this up. I mean, I love speaking. I love all of that. And so I just really don't want to do it their way. I want to do it my way.
I don't want to hear what you don't want. What do you want?
Okay. Okay.
I'll do it my way. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, because that's how I've always done things, and it's always worked out.
Well, why do you want to do it everybody else's way? You know, in my TED Talk, I dipped into that a little bit. Well, it has to be memorized, and you have to learn if you to depart from it, blah, 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 blah. And you can see in my TED Talk, which is incredibly good and great information, but you can see in my TED Talk that I'm not the spontaneous me that I usually am when I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because I allowed the fact that I had to have it memorized and all that stuff to limit my spontaneity. Now, that was me doing that, not them. That was me buying into all that BS. Okay?
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Because when they said that. So what came up is it was the money factor because there was a big price tag attached to that.
Nope.
So money.
The money factor was just gave you an excuse to do what you knew you wanted to do anyway and go do it on your own.
Perfect.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Goodbye. You're welcome.
Okay.
Yeah, we all go through that, Adele. Should I, would I, could have, I'm not good enough, let me go to somebody who knows. But you have to go to your own knowing first and then move out if there's people who can help you accomplishment. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I've been doing a lot of clearing around money. And I got some unexpected money. And So I decided to go treat myself. And the first day I did it, I felt okay. And then the second time I did it, I don't know if the stuff was a little more expensive than I usually spend on me. It wasn't a good experience. And I started to, I felt I was guilting and shaming myself, which my mother used to do as a kid. And one of the money that was supposed to come, they wound up saying, oh, I did something wrong, and I'm not getting that money.
What's your question, Katie?
So my question is, why am I not allowing myself to receive money or luxury things? Because why I feel unworthy? Is that what it is?
Well,
like, why do I feel unworthy?
You feel guilty because you were taught to feel guilty. So that's part of it. And every time you start to break out of the limitation, you mm-hmm. start to feel guilty. This is a good example of what a miasm is. This is an electrical group of belief systems. Okay. The other thing is that you are aware that you do not mm-hmm. handle your money in responsible ways. And part of that is that you got your middle finger up to your mom and going, well, watch this. Watch me spend some money here. I'll show you. But that doesn't, you know, guys, I have a good friend, and they're a good friend. And they don't have their rent. They don't have enough money to live on. And yet, as soon as they get money, they will spend it until it's gone. So they can repeat the same pattern. And you're kind of doing the same thing, Katie.
Yeah, but I think I manage my money well. I don't usually spend money, say, on something I want. Like, I'll spend on my needs or my bills, just not on me for fun or something I like or something expensive.
Okay, then you just stated your own belief. So if I spend money on something mm-hmm. that I want or something that is fun in my life, I have to pay for it financially. So it's okay
right.
to mm-hmm. spend it and work hard and spend it on your mm-hmm. responsibilities. But as soon as you branch out to spend it on fun or a trip
right.
or creating a happy experience for yourself, your belief is that you must feel guilty about that and pay for that guilt with a lack of money.
Right, because I was always told, you can't get that, because if you get that, I won't have money for my other kids. So
okay,
like,
all
yeah,
right,
yeah.
So you know where the belief is yeah. coming from. So
yes.
your job is to go, no, I love doing nice things for me. And it feels like love.
Okay.
Go to your love place.
Okay.
Spending money on me in a responsible way, because they keep bringing that up, Katie. So you've got to look at that. You've
okay.
got to look at spending money on you on things that make you happy, you see, are not responsible. In truth, that's the most responsible thing you can do. Because the more you love yourself, the more you want to give to yourself. You just want to do it in a really balanced way. Do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
Invoking the symbol,
okay.
formula, violet, flame, golden light. No, there is no but.
I was going to say, when I go to the store, I'm going to practice that. Because that's a lot when it comes up, when I'm actually doing it. So I'm just going to do this
okay.
when I get there.
Yeah.
Well. That's what I was saying.
And stop and go, no, I love me. I deserve mm-hmm. and choose to give me this. Now, let me just stop and ask myself, am I being responsible also with my money doing this?
Okay.
If you have okay. more than
thank
enough,
you.
Then you are.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
All
okay.
right.
All right.
Good.
Thank
yeah,
you.
That was a lot of good clarity for a lot of us. All right. I hope to gosh I'm going to say this right. Lailuya? La? Say your name.
Lailayla.
Lailayla. Okay.
Yes.
What a pretty name, Lailayla.
Thank you.
Wow, somebody should write a song about that. What's your question, baby?
Okay, so if it's cool, I'm just going to tell you how I'm feeling and allow you in the channel to maybe give me some insight.
I need to know what you want to know.
Okay. So I want to know why I'm feeling so different than my normal self. I feel very blah, like indifferent, apathetic, disconnected, zero
yeah.
energy. And I'm very, very energetic and passionate. And it's I try to make myself get out of it, but I know nothing positive
okay.
can force.
Baby, I get it's physical.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
Okay, this is what you are figuring out. We're not trying to
oh,
do anything.
Right.
Okay. Mental, emotional. Yeah, it keeps going to physical. The channel is suggesting that you get a blood workup and especially your hormones.
Okay. Right.
Your hormones and your adrenals. Now, which includes your thyroid.
See,
okay.
I did have several years ago, I had Graves' disease, which is a thyroid disorder, but it was hyper. But I took like some medicine for a couple of months and just finally that evened out. But I will look into that too.
Well, yeah, and make sure when you book it with a doctor, you say, I want my adrenals and my hormones and my thyroid thoroughly checked.
Okay.
Okay. Look, if you're, are you finding that you're getting angry easier or more
not
emotional or more emotional easier?
I feel like it's the opposite. Like I never get angry anyway, but emotional, I'm usually a very emotional person and I just feel very like apathetic, like just like
apathetic.
You know, yeah. Just
yeah.
Kind of.
Okay. Yeah. When I say mental or emotional, it goes right to know. We're getting the highest information, knowledge, and understanding. Yeah. I would start there, sweetheart.
Okay.
Because if there's something physically out of balance, it's easy to correct. And you don't want to go down all these other rabbit holes, you know. And
exactly.
The channel is reminding you, please do not define yourself as sick in any way.
Yes, I'm learning that. And
yeah.
Been
I am vital.
That.
I am vital and I'm filled with positive energy. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
While you're working on it, you want to keep directing your body into the knowing that it is perfect health. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, sweetheart.
I want to ask you one quick thing real quick.
Yes.
I'm trying to find the title to my Tahoe, and I cannot find it. Do you have
the
any
title
clues to where?
To your car?
Yeah, to my Tahoe.
Have you looked in the glove compartment?
Yes, I've looked. It's not anywhere in the truck, the Tahoe I know.
It's a vehicle that hasn't been driven in a long time, and I'm trying to get rid of it. I looked at my file cabinets. I've looked everywhere that I logically would
all
put
right,
it.
I got it. I got it. Do you have right. another car?
Yes.
Will you look in the glove compartment of that car?
Okay.
I know that doesn't make any sense. But also, the city should have a record of the title.
Right.
It, would
okay.
you have put it in your computer? A copy
no,
of it?
No, but I probably should have.
Yeah, guys, I'm learning that lesson. Anything that's important, copy it and file it in your computer. Lauren is vehemently trying to teach me to copy everything and send it to her. Okay, let me know, will you, if you find it?
I sure will.
Just and look, just keep saying, I know where it is. I know
that
exactly where
it is. I learned that last week. Right.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking about it, and I learned that, so I've been saying that.
Oh,
okay,
it's
awesome.
Crazy how it works. Yeah, you're saying it, and you don't believe it.
Right.
And as you believe, it's delivered to you, not as you say. Okay.
Okay,
so,
thank you so much.
So just say, screw it, I'm going to believe this and find this sucker, okay?
Okay, thank you so
much.
All right,
baby, you're welcome. Peg in Wisconsin, you're on.
Hi there, thank you for taking my call, dear. Nice to talk to
you
again.
You too. What's up?
I do have a big question, but before I get to that, many moons ago I worked in a health food store. And I had a client come in who was very knowledgeable, and she taught me about miasms. And I started learning to work with homeopathics and Bach flower remedies with miasms.
Yes.
They work. So just to give you a little
They work if you believe they do, Peg.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. This
yeah.
work works if you believe it. And the challenge, you see, is to be naive enough to believe it.
Yeah.
While you're learning to believe it.
I get it. That's exactly where I was.
Then. Yeah.
Awesome.
But great. I'm sure she's still on and heard that information. Bach flower remedies. All right. What's your question?
Okay.
Thank you
last
for that.
Week. What? Yeah. Thank you. Last week was kind of the hell from, well, the week from hell with me with relationships with my two daughters. And it was very interesting to me how they both panned out. The first one called me back the next day, excuse me, and apologized in the most perfect way that anybody could even hope to receive. The second one, my middle child, was quite the opposite. And I just had a lot of gunky feelings for a long time. I must have moved some energy last night because
all
I
right, what do you
want to
know?
Better.
What do you want to know, Peg?
What is this relationship that is troubling to me really all about, and what should I do with it? I don't know what.
Okay. Okay. They're taking me to the core belief I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And it's going both ways with your middle daughter and you. So we have to get clear about what here is for both of you, because that's where the conflict is. So when I say to you, I'm not supposed to be here, what's the first thing that comes up?
To be in Wisconsin.
Get a yes on that. And what is the first thing that comes up for your daughter when I say she's not supposed to be here?
Maybe alive.
Yeah, the highest words are by myself. I'm not supposed to be here by myself. And I don't belong. So When I say she has a family, it goes to no, does she?
Yeah, she does. She has a husband and three
kids.
Well,
okay. She isn't looking at it that way. She literally feels all alone.
Oh, yeah.
And so she knows that you don't want to be where you're at. Have you talked about moving and leaving?
Not a lot, but yes, I have mentioned.
Yeah,
it.
That's what's plugging her in, because she feels all alone already, sweetheart.
Well, that wasn't even part of the discussion last week, though.
No, but that's at the basis of the reaction. So
okay.
I don't know if we have time here. Tell me quickly what the discussion was about, really quickly.
I was supposed to pet sit for her, and she changed her mind because I had some parameters.
Okay. So you can see how that would push someone who's scared to death that they're alone and feeling alone. It's a stupid example. And what you made her feel was, oh, good. So mom's not going to be here without all these rules. I'm alone again.
Mm-hmm.
The highest thing is that she feels alone. She isn't alone. And her reality is that she's feeling that way. She's overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
Peg, okay?
Yes, yes, she
so,
is.
So now that you understand that, you can work with her and yourself in an entirely different way. Sweetheart, I'm here for you. I am here for you. I'm always here for you. And I just need a few rules in place.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Yes?
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, sweetheart. Yeah, see, our mental minds go, now, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What does this have to do with anything? It's incredibly insightful, guys, if you're sitting in my chair, like especially on the private sessions, when you can put the whole circle together, you put the whole circle together and it makes total sense, and it keeps coming back to the belief. All right, again, what a show. Thank you for everybody that was here in any way and participated. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. Woo! And I love me even more, because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.